那我们先来做一个祷告好不好？ OK， 亲爱的天父，真的是感谢你又让我们可以聚在一起来学习你要我们所学习的，我们真的是献上感恩，我们真的是也把以下的时间真的是恭敬仰望交托在你的手中，由你亲自的来带领这一堂课，也求你的灵亲自在我们每个人的心中来做工，我们将祷告不配奉主耶稣基督的名求，
阿们。
那还是老规矩哈，我们还是先来那个复习一下好了。上次我们讲到的是谎言，是不是？然后黄霞说用有可能假象这个词有可能更好，我觉得也是挺好的哈。那我们有什么谎言或者假？我们有什么？好像不 work 了。那我们有什么谎言？我们上次说到的，还记得吗？是不是有一个表现的谎言？我们要好像要 perform。不停地来 perform 来证明自己的地位，然后 perform 之后要来人得到人的认可肯定或者赞扬，是不是？这是两个。然后呢，其实这个来做那个叫什么 performance 和得到 人的认可的话，这个 performance 其实更有点像是我们的形象，是不是更要紧？我们的形象，我们的面子。因为上次有一组讨论的时候是说，比如说要衣锦还乡，要送好多好多的礼，证明我在这边是非常的成功哈。所以这种 performance 和得到人的认可，其实也是一种面子工程，有一点形象工程或者是面子工程。那后来又讲到还有什么谎言，还有什么那个假象？一个就是我要去控制欲，是不是？我要去控制。还有一个就是我是哎呀被控，我是一个受害者，因为我从来 perform 不好，我就是一个受害者的心态。所以其实所有的这个 performance， 所有的这个人要得到人的认可，要控制，要做又是自己是个 victim 的话，其实这些都其实是把这个 focus 是放在谁的身上了？对，这个所有的 focus 都是在自己身上，这个 focus 没有在神的身上哈。所以呢，我们今天就要来看一下怎么样来，然后就要说到是真正的根基。因为我们靠 performance 靠人的认可的时候，我们能 performance 能认可的时候，我们就觉得有价值，我们能控制的时候就觉得有价值，但当这些都不存在的时候，我们就觉得我们没有价值了，是不是？所以真正的根基是什么？他已经说我们真正的价值已经设在了十字架上，当耶稣基督为我们死的时候，我们已经为他的宝血，他的身体为我们的破碎，他的血为我们流出来，我们已经是只要信他的就已经是他的儿女，我们是得胜者，我们是尊贵的祭司，我们的价值已经是设在了十字架上，当他已经在钉十字架上，我们已经是。所以我们就看一下那个腓立比书保罗做的这句话，他说其实我也是可以靠肉体的，就是像刚才说的什么 performance 啊，得到人的认可，其实这个都是 focus 在自己的身上嘛。所以说他说我也其实是可以靠肉体的，别人想靠肉体我更可以靠着了。他说我八天就受割礼，是以色列族的，便雅悯支派的，是希伯来人所生的希伯来人，律法来说他是法利赛人，热心来说他逼迫教会的，他就认为那个是异教嘛，他要去逼迫，所以对他来说 他是非常热心哈。律法来说他也是毫无指责的，他是守法守的是淋漓尽致，法利赛人嘛，守的淋漓尽致。那这些东西对他来说，他以前都是对他来说都是有益的，但是当他得着耶稣基督之后，他把这些都当成是有损的。不但如此，他当万事都当有损的，只因为认识基督耶稣为至宝。所以这个耶稣他是把这个 focus 放在哪里了？放在了耶稣身上，是不是？他之前是靠肉体嘛，是吧？他守律法守的又是那么的淋漓尽致，守到一定的地步都觉得你们这些异教徒我都要来迫害你们，然后出身非但自己 performance perform 的好，自己的出身还很好，所以就是在人看来他是可以打满分的，是不是？他的 performance 他 但是他说就是这些他都看为是有损的，以得着基督为至宝。所以这个他就把 focus 真的是放在了耶稣基督身上。那就像我上次也举了例子哈，以赛亚他在地上的 performance 那简直不能说打零分嘛，也这肯定是不及格的，讲了几十年的悔改悔改，最终没有人悔改，但是他说他的奖赏是在神那边，他也是把他的眼目全部放在了耶稣身上。所以这个 focus 非常，这个焦点是非常重要的哈，我们一定要把自己的焦点放在耶稣身上面。然后第二点，我们这样如何让自己真的是活在这个真理中，我们知道真理，我们知道这个真理，我们 是耶稣的儿女，已经在十字架上已经定好了，对不对？我想用约翰福音八章三十一三十二来说，他说对信犹太人说，你们要常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒，你们必晓得真理，然后真理必叫你们得自由。因为通常人们都只是会说真理叫我们得自由，但是作者在这边要强调，是我特别把英文打出来，就是 If you hold to my teaching， 我们一定要 hold on to the truth， then the truth can set us free。 一定要 hold on， 这个 hold on 这个过程是我们要做的哈，一定要 hold on to 那个 truth， 然后这个 truth 可以 set us free。所以要坚持真理，这个坚持非常重要。然后我们就要说一下，就是要与神的那个，一定要有神，与神亲密关系。刚才 Alex 其实最后一点也说了，要与神连接哈，这一点其实是非常重要的。我 quote 了那个作者的一句话，他说在他里面，只要在他，就是在神的里面，他可以做我心灵深处的事情，甚至自己都没有意识到事情他都可以做哈。他的存在才能进入到我灵魂的深处，才能使我更新。所以就是说这个亲密的关系非常重要。那我在想让大家看一段那个叫什么 Acts 是使徒行传的十九章十一到十六节，大家有圣经吗？有圣经吗？我没有打出来。使徒行章十一到十六节，十九章的，对，十一到十六节，他说神借保罗的手行了些非常的奇事哈，甚至有人从保罗身上拿手巾啊或者围裙放在病人的身上，病就退了，恶鬼也就把鬼也赶出去了。然后呢，有几个，那时他说有几个旅行各处念咒赶鬼的犹太人，像那被恶鬼附的人擅自称 主耶稣的名，说我奉保罗所传的耶稣赐令你们出来。做这事的时候有那个什么祭司长的七个儿子哈，恶鬼就回答他们说，耶稣我认识，保罗我也知道，你们是谁呢？结果恶鬼所附的人，就那些恶鬼就跳到他们身上，把他们还给胜了。所以这个其实就可以看到我们一个关系哈，保罗跟神有那么一个亲密的关系，哪怕他的手帕啦、围裙啦放在病人的身上，病都得医治。其实这是神的工作，是神的工作。然后那些人自称，他们也是以保罗所传的耶稣，他们也是奉耶稣基督的名来赶鬼，结果就是胜不了。他们就是没有跟耶稣有这么样一个亲密的关系哈，所以这个关系真的是非常非常的重要。那其实马太福音的七章二十二三二十三也有同样的那个差不多的叙述，所以我们跟神的关系是非常重要的。然后他就是有建立根基的几个基本的步骤哈，头一个步骤就是一定要进入圣灵的同在。因为我们刚才是说过哈，我们看重的不是行为上的表现，是不是？哪怕 performance， 哪怕得人的肯定，或者是哪怕我们有一些行为上的 issue 的问题， 我们看我们要对付的其实不是这些行为上的东西，我们要对付的是什么？是什么？心。对了，我们要对付的，既然是要对付心的问题，这其实就是一个属灵的征战哈。我们是靠着肉体，是真的是没有办法战胜的，所以一定要进入圣灵的同在，我们靠着圣灵的力量才能心意不断的才更新哈，这个心灵才能更新。然后当我们知道自己的其实我先说这个哈，要识别谎言。当我们把谎言识别出来的时候，就是其实有很多，我刚说比如说这个假象或者什么，我们有很多的 symptom 的，对不对？当我们有很多 symptom 的时候，我们其实然后也要靠着圣灵的同在来 convict 我们，我们就知道啊，这些是我们已经站在了谎言的里头，而不是站在主的里面。所以当我们识别谎言的时候，我们就要开始要复位 reposition， 我们站在谎言里头知道了，马上站回来，把我们的眼目重新 focus 在我们的神的身上，重新复位。当然这不是说我 一旦识别了谎言，我一旦复位了，我就永远在那边复位了，不是的，这是一个不断的过程。因为事情的不断，我有可能又站在谎言里面了。当神的提醒的时候，我要重新复位，这是一个不断的过程，好，这不是 一次完成的，是一个不断的复位，不断的走错，但是又不断的复位的这么一个过程。但是最终都是要靠着圣灵的同在，使我们可以做到。然后还有就是，既然我们已经站在了正确的 foundation 上面，我们还是，他们说信心没有行动是假的嘛？那我们当我们站在正确的 foundation 上，我们其实表现出来的也应该是要有一些行为的，是不是？我就想举一个例子好了。那我唱歌是不好听的，我的声音很糟糕，我这个是承认的。那我先生每次有的时候我唱的时候，有的时候我还很 enjoy 唱歌，那我先生你别唱了，那么难听的。那时候我是不是哎呦真的难听，人家会怎么看我，哎呦这难听，哦，算了 不唱了。没有啊，我就告诉我先生说什么，我说没有啊，我说我是神的女儿，我的声音再难听，神的女儿我跟他唱歌，神肯定是高兴的，不管我的声音有多难听，我的神是很高兴我唱歌的，我说不要管我的声音怎么样。当然了，你们以后也不要拉我去试班，我的声音确实不好听啊。所以这个还是要有勇敢行动的。所以你当你站在正确位置上的时候，不要被那个所移动哈。那今天要快快的讲，因为等一下有一个 video。然后今天要讲的就是要想讲一个那个新的 concept 哈，一个是 bounded set 和一个 centered set。我这个没法翻译了，我想说也就留 leave as is 哈。那个 bounded set 就是你看到中间有一个 circle 没有，就是说白了这个 circle 就相当于带着是相当于一个 regulation 啊 rule 啊，就是律法啊什么的，就是你做有一堆 do's and don'ts， 你做了和不做的，当你做到这些的时候，你看的就是在 circle 里面，你那些做不到的感觉就是在 circle 的外面，是这么一个概念哈。这其实有一点像那个 performance 嘛，我 perform 的好的，我都守了这些规矩，所有该做我都做了，所有不该做的我也都没做了，所以我就是站在这个 circle 里面的，我好像是我的形象是不错的哈，我的面子也是不错。
这个是 in and out， 这个是你说是 done 还是没有做和做，我觉得这个 out 应该是你没做好的out，
对的，没做好的是 out，
不是 yeah， 但是不是说你做跟没做，
没有，有好多事情，比如说你做基督徒你不可以抽烟喝酒，这个是 don'ts， 对不对？你不可以喝烟抽酒，甚至有的更厉害的，你都不可以到电影院去，不可以跳舞，这些是不要做的，我都做到了，我都没有去了，我都不抽烟不喝酒，我甚至也不看电影了。然后还有很多 do 的，就是你平常每天要来教，不是每天，周末一定要来教会，礼拜五一定要来查经，祷告会一定要来，然后十一奉献，叭叭叭，哎，这些我也都做到了，所以我就是 do's 和 don'ts 我都做到了，所以我就是 in the circle。 那有的人就是哎呀，我祷告会没有来的了，我什么的，所以这些人呢就属于就被排到了外面的去了，就不属于在这个 circle 里面的。那至于那个 center 的 set， 就是没有这么一个 regulation， 就是没有这么一个 rule 或者 law 了。大家看着中心就是这么一个十字架。你看到很多箭头，对不对？有远的，有近的，还有的根本是箭头是不冲着中间的。其实这个就是说，大家其实中心就是我们的主耶稣基督。不管你现在离主耶稣基督有多远，但是我都朝着这个主耶稣基督的方向，其实就是一个成圣的过程。当然有的人走得慢一点，有的人走得快一点，有的人甚至现在还不在这个方向上面，但是我们都要把它就是能给它转向，转到这个 center， 就是我们的主耶稣基督，让它朝我们中间来走。那我本来想说我自己来讲这个，结果我发现那个 YouTube 上有一段非常好的那个影像哈，那我就想说就让我的老师来讲这个，来讲这个。那这个段呢，因为是英文的，所以呢我有大家英文其实都挺好的，但是我还是就是说不逐句翻译了，就是说有可能放一段我 pause 一下，然后稍微讲解一下，大家看怎么样？ OK。 其实在如果在 YouTube 上，我倒是把那个 close captioning 哪怕是中文的都可以弄出来，但是一旦 download 下来我不知道要怎么弄。
Said, image is everything. The way you look is all important. The way you appear is all important. So, for instance, when I used to drive to church with my wife when I was pastoring in California, and we had four kids, and we had four kids in 5.5 years. My wife was either pregnant or breastfeeding for 6 years. And while we were planting a church, and while I was doing my doctorate, while she never threatened divorce, murder was frequently on her mind. I know. Okay. And the ride to church was crazy. We would be yelling, And finally, we started taking separate cars to church so that I could be holy enough to preach when I got there. But, the ride to church, and then you pull in the parking lot and you get out of the car. It's like, hey, that was good all the time. That was good. And the kids are like, hey, what happened to dad? Why? Well, because you got to put on the image, church face. And so in a bounded set, that becomes pervasive. Okay? And so...
哦，所以他刚才就说了嘛，哈，他5年半之内四个小孩，所以他老婆不是在哺乳，就是在那个在怀孕，所以呢，带着四个孩子去 church， 其实真的是那个很忙的哈。早晨就是说，哎呀，带着四个小孩，他们还要服侍嘛，在那一团乱，但是一下了车就说神是好的，要赞美神啊，什么就是另外一个 face， 所以他就说这个就是一个 image， 就是一个面子哈工程，或者是一个 image 形象工程。对，然后其实对孩子的影响不好，他就说啊，那小孩子看，哎，这个爸怎么在车上是这个样子，下了车就是那个样子的哈。
So a real Christian doesn't smoke, drink, chew, or go with girls who do.I mean, there's certain things you have to avoid. Now listen, I'm not saying that some of these things are not the things the Lord in relational intimacy with Him will root out of our lives and set us free. I, I'm not saying that you should immediately go out and do these things to be free. No, no, no. Please understand. What I'm saying is, when we get the cart before the horse, the behavior becomes the focus instead of the one that transforms your heart. Okay? And so there's certain things you have to avoid. In my first church in Connecticut,
这里他就说刚才我跟你说的有一些 do's 和一些 don'ts， 你不可以做这些，你要做这些。当我们做完的时候，他说其实这些其实都是一个还是一个形象。然后他特别强调，他说不是说他不是鼓励说啊，你作为一个教会的人你就应该去抽烟啊，他说完全不是，他是说当你生命改变的时候，他不注重在这个，我们之前讲过不重在行为上头，当我们生命改变的时候，我们自然而然的会 rule out， 就会把这些东西 rule out， 就不做了。所以是一个新的 transfer 哈。其实他们还有个说法，就是说我是在一个 centered set 里面的一个 bounded set， 我因为进入 center， 所以我有这个 bound， 我可以 rule out 这些东西。所以接着听他讲。
And I didn't know. I just started preaching the gospel to these young adults in Bridgeport, Connecticut, right next door to Stratford. Now, Stratford was the wealthy white community. Bridgeport was largely Hispanics, Italians, African Americans. They were low income. Well, these young adults started to get saved. They started to come to church. They started, you know, and they all smoked. They all, you know, drank. Most of them were smoking weed. Some of them were doing cocaine.And they're getting saved, and you know, you always get saved before you get sanctified, right? And so they got saved, but they're still a lot messier than our church people. And so I get called in, they said, Ron, your young adults. I said, what do you mean my young adults? There are young men, your young adults are throwing their cigarette butts in the landscape. What are we going to do about it? What are you going to do about this?And I said, well, why don't we get an ashtray? I mean, you would have thought I said, you know, Jesus didn't come in the flesh. I mean, yeah, how can we have an ashtray? Well, that way they won't throw their butts in the landscape. But no, no, no. And then they said, okay, we want you to do a Bible study on your body as the temple of the Holy Spirit. You got to tell these kids, I can't do this stuff anymore.And so I started working on a Bible study, and your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, you can't drink, you can't smoke, you can't do this. And I'm working on this Bible study, and the Lord speaks to me and says, what are you doing? And I said, we're getting ready to do a Bible study. And the Lord said, no, stay with the Bible study you're doing. I was doing Galatians with them, taking them through Galatians. And I said, no, 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 the elders want me to do your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And the Lord spoke to me and said, Ron, if you do this, they will stop some of these sins,Because they love you and respect you, and it will be peer pressure, not my spirit. And if you do that, and they get rid of those sins, other sins will come and take the place of the ones they've said no to. And I said, well, like what? Like slander, like gossip, like divisiveness, like backbiting. Like, and I went, oh, I got a whole church full of people like that already. I don't need any more like that. And then he said, leave them to me, not to Abraham.So I went and I told the elders, and they went, all right, we'll take a risk. We'll give you a year. But, beloved, sometimes it takes longer than years. Can I say, it's taken a lifetime for me. It's taken a lifetime for you. And yet we did see God begin to work, and we began to see transformation, but in a bounded set.
所以他这边是讲到他之前有去那种低收入的区域哈，把那些人带信主了，但是他们的习惯还是很不好的，比如说有吸烟啦，哪怕是吸 weed 甚至是吸毒的带到教会来，然后他们抽烟的时候有可能在教会抽烟就烟头乱扔嘛，那些教会的长老们就问他说，你的那些年轻人怎么能到处乱用，你要怎么办，然后他就说拿个烟灰缸咯，然后那些长老对这个答案非常不满意啊，怎么可以拿烟灰缸，他们就是不应该抽烟啊，对不对，什么什么的，他说我要你给他们教导，说是上那个 focus on 那个我们的身体是神的殿的这方面的那个，让他们知道这个是神的殿，身体是不能吸烟不能用什么。然后他就在那边准备这些材料，准备给他们上这个课。然后这个时候神就对他说话了，说 Ron 你在做什么呢？他说 Elder 叫我在做那个 Body of the Temple 那个事情啊。然后他说你有可能做这样做的话，这些年轻人是出于对你的爱或者是出于对你的尊重，可能会改掉这些毛病，但是他们改掉这些毛病的时候又会有一些其他的罪来代替你弄掉的这些抽烟吸毒的这些毛病，像比如说 gossip 啦，那种 slander 啦，这种诽谤，反正就是类似这种东西就会来。所以他说这个是你仍旧接着学习你的加勒泰书，把这些孩子带到我的面前来。然后呢 Elder 是说只给他一年的时间，但是说他说一年其实有的一年时间是不够的，他对这个 Ron 来说，他说这个是一个 lifetime 的，但是从这一年里头他其实已经看见神在这些年轻身上的作为了哈。
You're focused on what you don't do. And as a real Christian, there's certain, you're going to go to church, you're going to tithe, you're going to read your Bible, you're going to pray every day. Certain things that you do and you don't do. Now, hear this. Every church is different. And so the bounded set is an equal opportunity destroyer. But it looks different in one church than it does in another. So, for instance, in a Pentecostal church, a good Christian always raises their hands and worships. A good Christian always speaks in tongues. You know, Shibata Hanga, Shibata Yamaha. And if you don't, then you're not measuring up to their bounded set. Now, there's other churches, maybe a Presbyterian church, where a good Christian never raises their hands in worship. In fact, they lower the fans to keep those kind of people out. But it's still bounded set. Do you understand? Just depending on the background, it still moves away from intimacy with Christ and becomes a religious system.
OK, 他这边其实有说这个 bounded set 在各个 church 里头的形式有可能不一样，比如说是在那种灵恩派的啊，那敬拜的时候一定要举手啊，然后在保守派的都不能举手的。那其实这些其实虽然形式不一样，但是他们其实都是 bounded set。然后他说这个 bounded set 的不好的地方其实就让我们注重了这个 performance， 我们外在的表现，而忽略了我们的内心是否和神有一个亲密的关系哈。
And then it's not just the external behaviors, but we begin to create a bounded set for internal attitudes. So a real Christian is never depressed. A real Christian never gets angry. A real Christian is always joyful.A real Christian, fill in the blank. It becomes kind of attitudinal. And it removes the reality of being real. Because you have to behave instead of being real.
所以他这边非但讲到行为上的一些，比如说要 do's 要做的和不要做的你都做到之外，有可能对你的情绪上面还有一些要求哈，比如说你认为一个真正的 Christian 你都不应该有 depressed 哈，然后都不应该，比如说也不应该生气，也不应该搞不定，也不应该有 fear 或者是怎么样。那我想在这里要做一些补充，这是我说的，其实我们做了 Christian 得救之后，我们的这些弱点其实还是在的，我们其实是要靠着主来不断的来战胜这些弱点，而不是说我们一旦信了主我们就没有这些弱点了。要是这样子的话，我们还要耶稣干什么呢？我们一旦信了我就可以不了，我们已经成圣了。所以这些负面的情绪是可以允许被存在的，只是我们靠着这些主可以得胜。就像我头一堂课第二堂还是 whatever， 我们被打倒了，但是我们不致死，我们是可以得胜的，是靠着圣灵我们是可以得胜。负面的情绪可以有，所以我们一直说是 it's okay to be not okay， 我们是 not OK 是可以的，不是说不可以，所以我们不用在 church 里面啊，很好很好，没事没事，戴一副面具，其实里面心里翻滚得很厉害。所以这些其实就是这是我家的哈，这个负面的情绪是靠着神可以来克服的，但不是说我们信了神之后就没有了，这一点非常重要，我就想说一下这个。而且这个是一个不断的克服，又犯，再克服，再犯，在这个我们在 down 的时候，我们靠着神战胜的时候，我们其实就是经历了神的 faithfulness， 他的爱，就是因为通过我们的这些软弱，我们才能经历到神的爱、神的信实，还有神的一切的丰盛哈，就是因为我们的这些软弱，而不是说我们一靠了神就不软弱了。
All right, now here are the concepts to remember in bounded set. Let's kind of walk through what does it look like. Well, what happens is these become norms for the group. They are the means by which we include people and exclude people. But do you understand that Jesus never did that? Do you understand that Jesus was always disrupting the Pharisees' bounded set?That's what he did. He came into the bounded set of Phariseeism, of first century Judaism, and he hung out with drunkards and sinners and tax collectors, and his disciples picked the grain and ate the grain and broke all the rules that the bounded set had superimposed on him. You could make the case that that's one of the reasons he was sent to the cross, because he refused to conform to the bounded set. And so they become norms for the group.
然后他说这些要做的和不要做的就变成了我们的那个常态了哈，变成了一个常态了。但是他说其实耶稣来到这个世上其实是破了很多的规矩哈，他和 sinner 一起去吃饭呢、啊、然后我再加一点哈，他不是还跟 tax collector 啊，然后他的门徒不洗手吃饭了、啊、都属于不洁净的事情哈， pick up the grain 啊，这些其实都是破了很多规矩，在 Sabbath 的时候去医治啊什么的，其实都是破了当初犹太人的这些所谓的常态哈，所以他才会被钉十字架，因为大家看你不在我这个圈里头，你是在圈外的，所以他才会被钉十字架。
We also begin to believeThat if we do these things, that means we're okay. If I do all the right things and avoid all the wrong things, I'm okay. But friends, you can check off everything on the list, and you can check off everything on the list that you're not doing, and your heart is still dead. And you can be in deep, deep hell. Nobody knows it because you're kind of fulfilling that.
对，他说当我们有这种假象哈，当我们做了这些做了这些该做的不做那些不该做的时候，我们就觉得我们 OK 了，但是这其实只是一个表象哈，我们里面深处有可能是有很大的问题的，但是没有人知道，因为我们的外面的表象，我们的形象在外面很好，所以这就是这个要说的。
See, what's sad to meis that when you live in a place where where the way things appear are all important, then the way things really are never get dealt with. Okay? By the way, this, I'm kind of shifting into your kids here. We've got to give our kids the freedom to be real where they're at. Because what happens is, if we don't, we will create hiders.And they will hide their dysfunction, and they will hide their questions, and they will hide their doubt, and they will expose it to us. Okay, this is all down the set.
对，他就是说，当我们只是注重表现的时候，我们其实就忽略了这个心哈。他再一次强调说，我们要给我们的小孩有这个 freedom， 让他们不要做隐藏，不要把东西都隐藏起来，而且让他们有可以表露自己 real self。这样的话，其实可以更多的发现他们心的问题，而不是只是表现的问题。
So God has said it's all about appearance and behavior. No negative emotions allowed. Okay, this is big. Do we have any social workers here? Anybody working with skill social work? Okay. When you work with dysfunctional families where there's abuse in the family system, dysfunctional families have a thing called the no talk rule. Some of us have lived it. We can talk about things in our family, but don't talk about our family outside the house. Okay? Well, in a dysfunctional family, even if there's abuse and all kinds of craziness, you can talk however you want to talk about one another, but there's a no-talk rule outside that family. And in fact, the truth is you don't even talk about some things within the family. It's called the no-talk rule. And the minute somebody says, we've got a problem, then the entire family system turns on the talk rule, and they become the problem. And in a bounded set, when somebody goes, I think we have an issue, the whole church turns on that person. Okay. That's why they always kill the prophets, right? Because a prophet comes in and says, we got a problem. That's killful, okay? No talk, all right?
对，他就是问他们大概这些比较有经验哈，那种社工的话经常碰到这种 abusive family 里面，就是有一种 no talk rule， 就是有可能只能在家里面或者是在一个特定的范围内可以说问题，而且这些问题都是某局限性的问题哈，可以说一旦你跑到外面说这个问题，或者是这个问题超过了那个可以容许说的这个范围哈，所有的攻击都到就都集中在你身上面来了。所以他就说为什么那个之前的先知都要被咔嚓掉，因为那个先知都是说我们有问题，我们有问题。
No negative emotions allowed. Five, when performance fails, guilt and rebellion follow. Now, I'm going to stay with kind of the image of the prodigal here. The prodigal's father and the elder brother, because what happens is in a bounded set system, the religious treadmill wears people out. And this is what happened to me. I was a preacher's kid, and I just got, and I knew I had a call in my life. I mean, when I think I got saved like 50 times before I was 5 years old. I went forward every Sunday night. One Sunday night, I go up to the altar, and I'm there, and my dad comes, and he goes, Ron, do you have your Bible? I go, yeah, Dad, I have a little red Bible. He goes, write this date down. You're saved. Don't come up here again. He regretted that later, because I could have used the second dip. So I knew I was saved. In fact, you know, when I was a kid, I knew I was called to ministry. I used to go home and preach my dad's sermon to the stuffed animals, you know. And then give an invitation, and I'd get a better response and a better offer. So I knew. But, and even in my teen years when I was rebelling, man, the Lord's conviction was all over me. I mean, I was drinking, I was smoking, I was doing crazy stuff because I was just exhausted by religion. And what I didn't know was rebellion is just as much a bounded set as religion. See, when performance fails, guilt and rebellion follow. And what happens is our kids say, man, I'm done with church. I'm going to go to the bar where everybody knows my name. And the cheers. Yeah, my college students never get that. So, but the problem is when you run to the bar, guess what? They'll accept you as long as you are doing their bounded set. But as soon as the prodigal's money ran out, remember, the bounded set of rebellion will reject you just as quick as the bounded set of religion. And so the answer is not rebellion. That's not going to set you free. In fact, it just leaves you with more scars, okay?
所以他说当这个 performance fail 的时候，我其实举过我自己的例子哈，我的 performance 在我母亲的眼里是永远是 fail 的，真是有 guilt 和 rebel。然后那个Dr. Warburn 也说他也当初有 rebel， 他 even 在那边出去吸烟喝酒什么之类的，但是他说这个 rebel 永远不是一个 solution 哈，因为他说他就举了一个那个浪子的故事，他说浪子因为就出去了嘛，当这个浪子出去跟那些酒肉朋友混得很好的时候，他那个时候还有钱，所以呢他还是在那个 circle 里面，当然当他的钱一旦用光了之后，那些酒肉朋友也把他 ditch 掉了，所以他就又成了 circle 外的人了。 所以他就是说这个 rebel 永远不是一个好的好的那个解决方案哈。
But that's what I think a lot of the 59% that are running from God are not running from Jesus. And we're going to talk about that more. I think they're running from a caricature of Jesus. They're running from the balance set. Now, what...
对他说其实这些 rebel 的孩子他是说他们其实不是要 running from 那个 running from 要怎么翻呢
逃离
他们不是要逃离我们的耶稣主基督他们要逃离的其实是这个 bonded set 是这个宗教的系统因为他说他就是他当年 rebel 就是他当年反叛的时候叛逆的时候他说其实神的那个指证那个 conviction 一直在他心里面的所以神并没有离开他他也觉得他并没有离开神的他只是很厌恶这个 bonded set 把人都那个弄得非常的控制住然后把为了这个 perform 把弄得人非常的疲倦哈而且但是没有这个亲密关系
And performance works an elder brother is born Now this to me is almost scarier than the prodigals. And you know what's wild? Is I am a seminary dean, and you know who goes to seminary? Elder brothers. The people, the young people, they did every mission trip, they quizzed, they did all the right things, and then now they went to a Christian college, and now they're at seminary, and now they have a dean, and my job is to offend their religious spirit, and to tweak them. Why?Because what happens is, when we become professional bounded set people, we become very good at the system, and we become the self-righteous guardians of the bounded set system. And it's my goal to dismantle that in the people who come to Alliance Theological Seminary. You do a pretty good job.
他说刚才是说了那个当我们表现不好的时候啊，当我们表现好的时候他说就是 elder brother 其实说白了就是那些或者是好的基督徒吧就产生了或者是那种长老的 candidate 就产生了哈。他说然后呢他说这个不好的地方就是说当我们是在这个系统里面运作的非常好的时候我们容易有那个自义 self-righteousness 然后因为这个自义反而然后再去维护这一套宗教的系统所以而且他后来有说过当我们对这个系统非常熟悉的时候我们其实是知道怎么样来 get around to beat the system 就是对就是怎么样来大家都应该听得懂了。
Number seven, there is obedience in a bounded set, but it flows out of religious duty. It flows out of manipulation. Okay? It's similar when we moved from California, I pastored in California for 10 years, and then we moved back to teach at NIAC, and this was in 1999. And when I went to this church, I felt like I had gone through a time warp.Okay, because California was a little bit different where we were. Our church was very contemporary. And I remember sitting there with my kids. They were all fairly little, and it was in August. And we get to the end of the service, and the service was pretty boring. And I'm sitting there going, man, what have I done? And then the pastor says, I'd like all the children to come forward here. And I thought, oh, great, there's going to be a children's message. I hope it's better than the real one. Okay.I was being a little judgmental. I apologize, okay? And so we brought all the kids up to the front. And you know, when kids get up to the front, everybody's going, you know, it's kind of, there's a lot of excitement. And so the kids are all up in the front. This pastor goes, don't you love these children? Aren't they beautiful? And he goes, these children, they're the church of the future. And that bothered me because they're not the church of the future. They're the church of the future. Kids are capable of a lot of ministry and growth and spirituality without thinking of the future. And he said, but if you don't sign up to teach Sunday school next week, these beautiful children won't have teachers. And I'm sitting there going, he's using my kids to manipulate these people. And it's the week before Sunday school is supposed to start, and this guy doesn't have teachers, and now he's bringing my kids up to shame people into signing up to be Sunday school teachers? What kind of people are going to respond to this manipulation? What kind of people are going to say, oh, man, the Lord's leading me to do this? No, my pastor's manipulation and short-term planning is leading me to do it. And I was furious because I said to my kids, I said, I am so sorry, you just got used as a prop. In a balance sense, I didn't say that. I'm sorry. And we're not going back. We're not going back because I don't want you to be taught by people to respond to that kind of bounded set of information. Because if they respond to that, guess what they're going to use with my kids? Okay? So there is obedience, but look.
他这里讲到有顺服，但是这个顺服是从那个宗教的义务出发的，感觉是有这个义务出发来做这某些事情，而是不是从心做的。他就举了个例子，他说他1999年的时候从加州搬到纽约去的时候，他说他就参加了一个教会那个sermon 完的时候，那个牧师叫小孩子们都上去，然后小孩子们都上去了，结果叫小孩子们上去的用意就是说，你看这些那么可爱的小孩子们，如果你们下周不签名去上主日课的时候，那些小孩就没有主日学老师了。然后这个老师对这一点是非常的反感，因为他是觉得他是用了这些小孩做了一个道具，用这些小孩做道具来 shame 底下的这些弟兄姐妹而不是，他是其实更用了一个是操纵的 manipulate 这个字来操纵他们。他说这个其实就是说白了是一种操纵，而他说因为你的那个 lack of planning 嘛，所以才造成这个，然后你用小孩子做道具去威逼利诱，相当于那些弟兄姐妹来 sign up for 那个 Sunday school 的老师，他就觉得相当的不妥。这个因为这个，然后他也不愿意说是让自己的小孩被这些在 manipulate 情况下去 sign up 的老师来做教导，所以这个是他的那个。
Alright, now when you live in a bounded set, hopefully you're feeling a little bit what it feels like, because we've all experienced it. And I want you to give me one word responses. When you're living in the atmosphere of bounded set legalism, how do you feel about yourself? How do you view yourself? One word answers.
当我们在那个 bounded set 里头会，对，他说就有罪恶感 ，guilt。就不够，我还不够。
Self-righteous, depending on how you're doing.
对，他说有 self-righteous 自义。
Thankfully, I'm better than that.
对，那就是根据你的 performance 的好坏来看，你 performance 的好的时候就是自义。
Yeah, robotic.
就变成了一个机器人。
And that leads us to this. How do you view others?
我们怎样看对方，别的人，别的弟兄姐妹？他是说一个竞，反而是竞争者。
It just kills fellowship. You know, the Greek word for fellowship is koinonia. It means a deep knowing, deep intimacy. You can't do fellowship in a bounded set.
弟兄姐妹之间的交通 fellowship 就不会很好。在 bounded set 里面呢，我们看 God 是怎样的。
How do you draw close to God? So, in a bounded set, what happens, that you've got to see, when in your body, if you have a disease in one section of your body, it affects everything systemically. And so when bounded set begins to take over a church, fellowship is affected, worship is affected, the way we preach is affected, the way we do evangelism is affected. So there are some churches praying for revival. I'm like, oh God, please no. Because we don't need a revival of bounded set. Remember, Jesus said this to the Pharisees. He said, when you do succeed in making a convert, you make them twice the child of hell they were before. Do you know why? Because when you convert someone to the bounded set, that is not salvation, that is death. That is
death. 他这里就是讲到说，当你把一个人从非基督徒变成了在一个 bounded set 里面的基督徒的时候，你其实是加重了他的双倍的加重了他的那个肩上的负担，他因为又有教会的那些 duty 他要又要去 follow 了，所以他说他这样子的话是其实是把 fellowship 都 kill 掉了，其实是 evangelism 也都那个宣教啦revival 啦什么这些其实都是不行的哈。
Yeah. And so the bounded set is not the answer. So let's move out of here. So a few years ago, one of my students actually made up a diagram for a center set. And this was the diagram that they made up. At the center is the cross. The concentric circles is all of us on the journey to Jesus.Some of the arrows are closer than others. Some of them are longer than others, meaning they're going faster or slower. But the focus is Jesus. And so, in the centered set, Jesus is in.
刚才讲了这些图，其实我觉得我在网上 download 的图更好，因为还有不是朝这个耶中心方向走的，最后也要把它转成往中心方向走。所以就是没有 exclusion， 通通是往耶稣这个中心来走哈。
Everything. Truth is everything. The focus is a person, not a system. And I want to again use the image of the prodigal here. And so look at this in Luke 15. So the prodigal, when he finally rebellion had completely taken its effect, he got up. He returned to his father. But while he was still a long ways off, his father saw him, was filled with compassion for him.He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. Okay? He said, my son that was lost has now returned. Now, keep this in mind. As Jesus was telling this story, you have to understand the cultural context. Culturally, a Jewish father would not have welcomed his son like this. A Jewish father would have said, when you said you want your inheritance, you were saying you wanted bread. And so now you're returning, and I'm saying you are dead to me.So the typical response of a Jewish father in this cultural setting would not have been this. This is very countercultural. And the other thing to keep in mind is, when a prodigal son returned, had he got to the gates of that city, that's where the city fathers met. And they would have encountered him with, you are dead to us. If you did that to your father, you're dead to us. So this father doesn't wait for his son to get to the gates. He runs out to meet him.He throws his arms around him. He says, my son has returned. Now, the son says this, no, no, dad, I'm not worthy. I have done everything on the do not do list. And I have done none of the things on the do list. I don't deserve it. Just let me be one of your servants. And the father says, no, 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 nonsense. Bring the best robe. Put it on. Put a ring on his finger. Sandals on his feet. I mean, he welcomes him back. Now, there's one...character in this story that doesn't do well with the return. He has a bad day. You know who that is? Not the fatted cat. I just love church here. The elder brother. And the elder brother says, what's the deal? Where's my party?I have done everything on the to-do list. I've avoided everything on the do-not-do list. And he gets the party. And the father says, my son, you're with me always. Everything I have is yours. But here's the lesson. It's possible to go prodigal while you're still in the house of the father. And bounded set Christianity will distance you from your heavenly father while you're still showing up in church. And that's what happens.
所以他这边就是举了一个那个还是举了那个浪子的故事哈，他说浪子回来的时候这个父子 full of compassion 去拥抱他欢迎儿子回来，他说当时的犹太人的习俗的话就是如果是碰到这种儿子的话他其实是已经是 证明这种儿子已经对我来说已经死掉了。非但是对爸爸来说这个儿子已经死掉了，对整个那个犹太的那个社区来说，这个儿子这个人都是被这个对这个社区来说都是已经死掉了的，所以是不受欢迎的。所以他这个爸爸是等于说等这个儿子还没有进入到那个 city gate 的时候就跑出去给他儿子拥抱，然后我们都知道嘛，还给他穿袍子，戴那个戒指，穿鞋什么的。但是在这里面他特别强调了一个什么，他的长兄，对不对？长兄是不是很不高兴？他说长兄不高兴的原因其实就是没有和这个父有一个真的亲密的关系。他虽然做了所有该做的事情，那些所有不该做的事情他都没有做，但是那个 Dr. Warburn 还是说他就是在父家里面的一个浪子，虽然没有走，但是他也是浪子。他因为跟神跟这个父没有亲密的关系，因为没有亲密的关系，所以他没有以父的，他不知道父的心意嘛，就没有以父的心为心嘛。当我们有跟父有一个亲密关系，我们肯定是以父的心为心的，我们就知道这个父看见这个小儿子回来是多么的开心，我们应该也是非常的开心。就是因为他只是注重了一个 performance， 但是他一个形象，但是他内心虽然天天跟父在一起，他没有跟父有一个亲密的关系。其实就像刚才 Alex 说的，我们虽然在教会里面，但是我们没有 planted 在这个教会里面，其实是我相信是一个同样的意思哈。我们接着再往下看。
So it's center set. You see that this is kind of the image that we're focused on Jesus. We're on a journey together. And so the concept you want to remember is where are you fixing your eyes? Are you comparing yourself with everyone else, or are you fixing your eyes on Jesus? And this comparison kills. I mean, we never compare ourselves fairly. If we're doing poorly, we compare our weakness with everybody else's strengths. If we want to feel good about ourselves, we compare our strengths with their weaknesses. We're just not fair. That's why Scripture says, "Don't do it. Fix your eyes on Jesus." Where's your focus?
所以他就说，就是要焦点，焦点一定要在神的身上。就像那个，如果说他是以表现啊，或者人的认可这种，刚我们之前说过的话，他就是呢就要去比较了嘛。就要去比较，然后就很不好。所以他就是说，比如说把我们的弱点跟人家强项一比啊，哎呦我差太远了啊什么之类的。所以但是当我们的 focus 在我们的神的身上哈，就不会有这个问题。然后就看第二
What direction are you headed? No, we're not yet where we need to be, but we're on journey with Jesus. We're making progress. I'm better now than I was 10 years ago.And God's doing a work in my life, ever so slowly, two steps forward, one step backward, and my direction is toward Him.
对，然后他就说方向问题，就是那个 center 的 set， 大家其实都是在往那个 center 走，不管你是靠近 center 还是远离这个中心的，但是大家都是在这个方向走。有可能我走得慢一点，你走得快一点，但是有可能我跟十年前我的比，我已经走了很远的路了哈。这个就是他的。
There's movement in my life. And when I fall, my brothers and sisters help me realign. There's no judgment, there's no condemnation. Come on, we're on journey with Jesus. We're not comparing ourselves with one another. We're getting our eyes fixed on Him.
对，他就是说我们一直在不停的成圣道路上面走哈，就像刚才我们说要 reposition， 它这个 realignment 就跟那个 reposition 复位其实是一样的。当我们不行的时候，我们就重新复位，重新 focus。
And we become fellow travelers versus competitors. And the Father, Son,
对，我们就变成了同行人，而不是竞争者。
The Holy Spirit are for us, not against us. They're on our side. They're cheering us on. They're setting us free.
圣灵在我们这一边。
And there is obedience in a centered set. But now.It's flowing from the heart. It's flowing from relationship, not out of religious duty, not out of manipulation. And the Lord is birthing. Now, please hear me. Centered set is messy. It's not as neat. It's not as clean. you know, the problems surface more frequently. You know, I mean, and you, your families. I'm going to tell you an honest story.
在他讲故事之前我先说一下，他说这个脸有顺服，但是这个顺服就是不是从那个操控了，或者是一个宗教的 duty 而来的，而是真的是从一个心而发出来的一个这么样的一个顺服哈。这样的顺服出来，其实昨天我们有讨论的吃苦有乐，在这样的顺服底下，其实我们顺服的时候其实是有非常有大的喜乐的。然后接下来我们听他讲故事。
So my son was about 14 or 15 and I have his permission to tell you this story. And we get a call from one of the women in the church, and it's pretty late at night, it's on a Friday night. She calls us and she saysShe was talking to my wife. She says, Wanda, you need to get down here. Your son is drunk in my living room. Now, what she failed to say was that her son was drunk in her living room, too, with my son. Okay? And this lady went to our church, and she was a talker. Okay? And my wife, you know, hangs up the phone, and she goes, oh, gosh, what is she going to say about us? What is she going to say about, you know, our parenting? You know, she knows you're the dean of the seminary. I'm not going to tell you what I said. But it was akin to, I don't give a crap what she says about it. What I care about is what's going on with my son's heart. What I care about is what's going on with him. And I don't want to overreact to his behavior and miss an opportunity to get to his heart. And I'm not going to let that lady sidetrack me in fear and shame. It's an opportunity to be a dad. Okay. Just so you know, my son is walking in incredible freedom. He's a father of two awesome grandkids with another one on the way. He is one of the leaders in his church up in Syracuse. He's doing great. He's holier than I am, better behaved than I am. Okay? But we didn't get him there. He's now 27. We didn't get him there by manipulation, by bounded set. We got him there by dealing with the mess. I decided early on, honey, I said to my wife, we're going to raise our kids to be real, not religious. And she goes, oh, that's dangerous. Oh, I know. And it's going to be messy. But the reality is, in the end, they're going to be healthy. And how do I know this? Because you and I both grew up where we weren't allowed to be real. And I chose the rebellion, and she chose the religion, and we both have needed therapy. Okay? And so,
we begin to embrace this sense of that. 然后呢，他太太就很紧张，哎呀，那怎么办呢？他说他因为那个姊妹比较会说话，那他就说这个姊妹会怎么说我们呢？他会怎么看我们的 parenting 呢？他而且他又知道你是那个神学院的系主任啊，什么什么什么，就很担心。然后他就说我其实一点不担心。我不 care， 其实说吧，那个姐妹会在那边说些什么东西。她说我不能就是说 overreact 她的，因为她的醉酒，我就 overreact 她的那个 behavior， 她的那个行为，而那个失去了一个了解她心的一个机会哈。因为我们之前也说过嘛，那个 behavior 底下都是其实有一个 root issue， 对不对？他有可能只是好玩，但是也难免有可能有个 root issue 在里面，导致他要去醉酒。所以他就在那边说啊，我不能因为他就是醉酒，然后我们就怕人家说什么，就是失掉了一个了解他心的机会。然后他这边其实说，如果要这样用一个 centered set 来教会，如果是个 centered set 的教会，或者是家里面培养孩子也是一个 centered 的那个 set 的，会非常的 messy， 因为那个 people got to be real， 他可以做真实的自己，当真实的自己做出来的时候，就肯定有很多的问题会浮在面上嘛。 所以但是这正是因为他的问题浮出来我们才可以 deal。 那其实他之前也说那种 bounded set 的话反而比较 clean， 不会那么 messy， 因为大家都很守规矩，都怎么怎么样，面上看起来一片和祥，但是里面是怎么样都不晓得。所以他就是说这样教育孩子出来的是会比较 messy 一点，因为 real 的自己肯定是一个 messy 的，我们都是一个 sinner。所以但是他就说他就是当初就跟他的太太王达说，我们两个就是要以这种center the set 这种方法来教育孩子，让孩子 to be real。 那对我来说有可能太晚了，不过 anyways。
Now in a center set as a result, now hopefully you're beginning to feel a little bit more of the freedom. How do you view yourself in a center set?
我们自己是怎么呢？
One word response. How do you feel about yourself?Center self. Love.
是被爱的，是可以被
accepted,
是被接纳的，自由的。还有潜力的，有希望的。我们怎样看？
Welcome. Yeah.
是受欢迎的。
Yeah. And more importantly, what is the God of the center self?Gracious compassion. He does not treat us as our sins deserve.
有恩典，有怜悯，他没有待我们像我们的罪这样。
Who was bound and set? His name was Jonah. I love Jonah.
他就举了个 Jonah 的例子。
Not because he was a great prophet, because he was a dysfunctional prophet. Jonah hated Nineveh. He was a racist toward them. He was a bigot. He didn't want to go. They were not his people.And when God calls him, you know the story, he runs. You know how he gets thrown overboard. The storm he was praying against came from God, kind of deal. He gets swallowed by the great fish. You remember the story? In the belly of the fish, he has a confrontation with God. And if you read in that chapter carefully, Jonah never deals with his stuff. He doesn't deal with his racism, his bigotry, his hatred, his anger, his revenge. He doesn't deal with any of that. He says, all right, I'll do what you want me to do. And God says, all right, spits him up.He goes to Nineveh and he preaches this bare minimum message. Remember, 40 days, Nineveh is going to be destroyed. And God goes to the guy. And the whole city gets saved, okay? And you know who's ticked? Jonah! He is really angry. And I love the dialogue. He's angry and he says, I'm angry enough to die, which, by the way, is what Bauman said will always lead to. Because what happens is,The seeds of your own destruction lie dormant within you while you enjoy apparent success in life and ministry. Jonah was a success story, right? But he says, I'm angry enough to die. And then he says these words, I knew it. I knew you were a God who's gracious and compassionate, who does not treat us as our sins deserve. Set up, say God. But he didn't want us.
哦、好了，就停到这边。好，那我就在最后，他就是觉得 约拿也是一个在一个 bounded set 里头的约拿，因为他是觉得尼尼微的人就是一个罪人，他不在那个 circle 里面，他在 circle 外面。他最后还当神拯救了整个尼尼微的时候，他还非常的生气，还说你就是一个那个有恩典有怜悯的那么一个神，但是他就不要这个怜悯或者恩典落到圈外的那些人的身上面，所以他就是举了这么个例子，也是 bounded set。 那好，我们就讲到这里，我们做一个祷告结束。好，亲爱的天父啊，你是看重我们心的那么一个天父，你不，其实你真的是不看重我们在这个世界上的表现如何，但是你是要我们心的一个神，你要我们的心受割礼，而不只是在身体上受割礼。神呢，真的是求你进入到我们的心中做你的工作，真的是让我们的心意真的是能天天的来更新，让我们的生命真的是一天一天的更越来的越像你。我们这样祷告不配，侍奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿们。那等一下下，我分两张，上次给了你们一张非常 negative 的，就是有什么 negative 的心情，这里是给了你们那个一个 positive 的。